USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
CDC Director Dr. Rachel Walensky is painting a grim picture of the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
419,827 deaths have been reported since January 22, 2020.
She kicked off the first briefing of the new White House coronavirus response team and also warned,
"Now is not the time to travel, but if you must, be safe and follow the CDC guidance."
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is urging President Biden to declare a national emergency on climate change, Schumer saying it would be a giant step in the right direction. He also stressed that it would send a powerful signal to the world that the United States is once again serious about climate change. Schumer also happy the U.S. is joining the International Paris Climate Change Accord. USA Radio News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Dick Morris, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Sean Spicer, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get Newsmax on cable, call your operator and tell them you want Newsmax. You can always switch to a new service that has Newsmax. Or watch Newsmax for free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, and smart TVs like Samsung and LG. Tune in today because Newsmax is real news for real people.
President Biden has spoken to Russian President Vladimir Putin over the phone for the first time on Tuesday. The two discussed a cyber attack on U.S. companies and government agencies, along with talking arms control and the importance of sovereignty in the Ukraine. Regarding some of the executive orders we're seeing regarding energy and natural gas by President Biden, former U.N. Ambassador to the United States Nikki Haley believes,
"Putin has to be pretty ecstatic right now. I mean, one of the things that bothered him the most was how energy independent we had become. And the idea that President Biden has already cut off the Keystone Pipeline, started banning fracking, that in itself is one thing. I mean, it's a good first week for Russia right now."
President Joe Biden plans to reopen the healthcare.gov insurance markets for a special sign-up opportunity geared to people needing coverage in the coronavirus pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Baseball's Hall of Fame class of 2021 comes up empty.
For the first time since 2013, and just the third time in the last 25 years, there will be no new additions to Cooperstown this year. No former player met the threshold in the Baseball Writers of America balloting for election into the Hall of Fame. Pitcher Curt Schilling came the closest, just 16 votes shy of the 75% threshold needed. Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens finished second and third, each on 61% of ballots. All three will be on the ballot for a 10th and final year in 2022. Despite not electing a class for 2021, there will still be an induction ceremony in Cooperstown this summer. The coronavirus pandemic canceled last summer's festivities, and Derek Jeter, Larry Walker, Ted Simmons, and Marvin Miller will be enshrined on July 25th. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Going a little bit more in depth on this story, Curt Schilling tells Baseball Writers he wants off the 2022 Baseball Hall of Fame ballot. He also tells Newsmax TV,
"There would be no reason to have me on the ballot, because if I got elected, I would not participate in the ceremony. And anybody that knows me knows that I'm not one for empty rhetoric.
If the Veterans Committee votes you in, will you partake? Because
yes,
the Veterans Committee will vote you in.
Well, it's the players.
Right.
Right? I mean, it's players. I mean, how much more valid that can it be than to be judged by your peers? I will no longer, they will never, ever have an impact on my life in a way that will determine something that matters to me."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.